sitting on a bench in a static position, as if time had been suspended. I felt a terrible discomfort, an internal itching, as if the soft organs in the cavity of my body were on fire, and then I was back on the bench, but Genaro was gone. He waved goodbye to me from across the square and disappeared among the people going to the market. Don Juan became very animated. He kept on looking at me. He stood up and walked around me. He sat down again and could not keep a straight face as he talked to me. I realized why he was acting that way. I had entered into a state of heightened awareness without being helped by Don Juan. Genaro had succeeded in making my assemblage point move by itself. I laughed involuntarily upon seeing my writing pad, which Don Juan solemnly put inside his pocket. He said that he was going to use my state of heightened awareness to show me that there is no end to the mystery of man and to the mystery of the world. I focused all my concentration on his words. However, Don Juan said something I didn't understand. I asked him to repeat what he had said. He began talking very softly. I thought he had lowered his voice so as not to be overheard by other people. I listened carefully, but I couldn't understand a word of what he was saying. He was either speaking in a language foreign to me, or it was mumbo-jumbo. The strange part of it was that something had caught my undivided attention, either the rhythm of his voice or the fact that I had forced myself to understand. I had the feeling that my mind was different from usual, although I couldn't figure out what the difference was. I had a hard time thinking, reasoning out what was taking place. Don Juan talked to me very softly in my ear. He said that since I had entered into heightened awareness without any help from him, my assemblage point was very loose, and that I could let it shift into the left side by relaxing, by falling half asleep on that bench. He assured me that he was watching over me, that I had nothing to fear. He urged me to relax, to let my assemblage point move. I instantly felt the heaviness of being deeply asleep. At one moment I became aware that I was having a dream. I saw a house that I had seen before. I was approaching it as if I were walking on the street. There were other houses, but I couldn't pay any attention to them. Something had fixed my awareness on the particular home I was seeing. It was a big, modern stucco house with a front lawn. When I got closer to that house, I had a feeling of familiarity with it, as if I had dreamed of it before. I walked on a gravel path to the front door. It was open, and I walked inside. There was a dark hall and a large living room to the right, furnished with a dark red couch and matching armchairs set in a corner. I was definitely having tunnel vision. I could see only what was in front of my eyes. A young woman was standing by the couch, as if she had just stood up as I came in. She was lean and tall, exquisitely dressed in a tailored green suit. She was perhaps in her late 20s. She had dark brown hair, burning brown eyes that seemed to smile, and a pointed, finely chiseled nose. Her complexion was fair, but had been tanned to a gorgeous brown. I found her ravishingly beautiful. She seemed to be an American. She nodded at me, smiling, and extended her hands with the palms down, as if she were helping me up. I clasped her hands in a most awkward movement. I scared myself and tried to back away, but she held me firmly and yet so gently. Her hands were long and beautiful. She spoke to me in Spanish with a faint trace of an accent. She begged me to relax, to feel her hands, to concentrate my attention on her face, and to follow the movement of her mouth. I wanted to ask her who she was, but I couldn't utter a word. Then I heard Don Juan's voice in my ear. He said, "Oh, there you are," as if he had just found me. I was sitting on the park bench with him, but I could also hear the young woman's voice. She said, "Come and sit with me." I did just that and began a most incredible shifting of points of view. I was alternately with Don Juan and with that young woman. I could see both of them as clearly as anything. Don Juan asked me if I liked her, if I found her appealing and soothing. I couldn't speak, but somehow I conveyed to him the feeling that I did like that lady immensely. I thought, without any overt reason, that she was a paragon of kindness, that she was indispensable to what Don Juan was doing with me. Don Juan spoke in my ear again and said that if I liked her that much, I should wake up in her house, that my feeling of warmth and affection for her would guide me. I felt giggly and reckless. A sensation of overwhelming excitation rippled through my body. I felt as if the excitation were actually disintegrating me. I didn't care what happened to me. I gladly plunged into a blackness, black beyond words, and then I found myself in the young woman's house. I was sitting with her on the couch. After an instant of sheer animal panic, I realized that somehow I was not complete. Something was missing in me. I did not, however, find the situation threatening. The thought crossed my mind that I was dreaming and that I was presently going to wake up on the park bench in Oaxaca with Don Juan, where I really was, where I really belonged. The young woman helped me to get up and took me to a bathroom where a large tub was filled with water. I realized then that I was stark naked. She gently made me get into the tub and held my head up while I half floated in it. After a while, she helped me out of the tub. I felt weak and flimsy. I lay down on the living room couch and she came close to me. I could hear the beating of her heart and the pressure of blood rushing through her body. Her eyes were like two radiant sources of something that was not light or heat, but curiously in between the two. I knew that I was seeing the force of life projecting out of her body through her eyes. Her whole body was like a live furnace. It glowed. I felt a weird tremor that agitated my whole being. It was as if my nerves were exposed and someone was plucking them. The sensation was agonizing. Then I either fainted or fell asleep. When I woke up, someone was putting face towels soaked in cold water on my face and the back of my neck. I saw the young woman sitting by my head on the bed where I was lying. She had a pail of water on a night table. Don Juan was standing at the foot of the bed.